We are on Daf Beis Amid Beis. The Gemara had learned from the Pasuk, Vahi b'shmoinim shana v'abba meyi shana l'tzeis b'nei Yisrael mi'eretz Mitzrayim. V'shana ha'reviyis limlech shloimei al Yisrael. That the Pasuk is makish malchus shloimei to Yitzias Mitzrayim. Just like Yitzias Mitzrayim were Meina from Nissen, so Malchus Shleima were also Meina from Nissen, and this is the Makor that Be'echad Be'Nissen is Reish Hashanah L'Mlochem. So the Gemara asked the Kasha, how do you know that we're Meina from Reish Chodesh Nissen? As we mentioned yesterday, Tori Evan says, Reish Chodesh Nissen is not also a year from Yitzias Mitzrayim. It's a Gzeres HaKosav D'Kizman. So maybe we reckon from Tishrei. Tishrei is a Zman that's a Rosh Hashanah for many other halachas. So maybe Yitzias Mitzrayim, we're Meina from Tishrei. So the Gemara said, you cannot say that we're Meina Yitzias Mitzrayim from Tishrei. Because it says in the Pasuk, there are two Pesukim. One Pasuk says, by Aaron HaKoyin, Vayom HaShon B'Shnas HaBoim L'Tzeis B'nei Yisrael Mi'eretz Mitzrayim B'Chodesh HaChmishi B'Echad L'Chodesh, that Aaron HaKoyin was Nifter Reish Chodesh Av. That's one Pasuk. And then it says a Pasuk, V'hi B'Aboim Shona B'Ashtei Osa Chodesh B'Echad L'Chodesh Chodesh Shvat Diber Moshe, that Moshe started Mishneh Torah Chodesh Shvat. So if Av is the 40th year, and Shvat is the 40th year, and if you, so Shvat can't be the 40th year if the year changes by Tishrei. So Kol Choch, you see that the year doesn't change by Tishrei, it changes by Nissan. So the Gemara asked, how do you know that the Maisa of Av was before the Maisa of Shvat? Maybe Taka, the year changes by Tishrei. And the Maisa of Shvat came first, then came the Maisa of Av, and then came Tishrei. So it could be that we mine Yitzias Mitzrayim from Tishrei. That's we were up to yesterday. So let us see two lines from the bottom. So the Gemara says, Loi Salke Daitach. Don't think that the Maise of Shvat was before the Maise of Av. Why? The Chsiv, the Maise of Shvat, the beginning of Mishneh Torah, where Moshe Rabbeinu starts learning with Klal Yisrael Mishneh Torah, so it says, this was said, Achrei HaKoisoi Esichayim. This was said after they were Loichem with Sichayim. V'chinoch navshe da Aaron, and when Aaron was nifte, akati avesichin kayim. When Aaron was nifte, sichin was still alive. So memele, so al kolchoch, the maise, the beginning of Mishneh Torah was, which was in Shvat, was after the ptir of Aaron, because b'shas the ptir of Aaron, sichin was alive. And Bishas, Moshe Rabbeinu started Mishneh Torah, it was after he was Leichem with Sichay. V'chinoch Navshe Darin Akatiya V'Sichayin Kayim. When Aaron was Nifta, Sichayin was still alive. How do we know this? The Chsiv, it says in the Pasuk as follows. V'yishma HaKnani Melech Arad. The Knani Melech Arad heard Mashmua Shoma. What did he hear? The Pasuk is very unclear. He heard something. What did he hear? So Chazal tell us, Shoma Shemes Aaron. He heard that Aaron HaKoyen was Nifter. V'nistalku Anani Kovit. And the Anani Kovit came to protect Klal Yisrael B'schus Aaron. And as soon as Aaron was Nifter, Nistalku Anani Kovit. Uchesova. So the Knani Melech Arad held, since the protection was taken away, Nitno Rishus Lihilochim B'Yisrael. So now we could have Mulchama with Klal Yisrael. So that was Vayishma Knani Melech Arad. He heard that Klal Yisrael was not protected anymore from the Anonim, and this came about with the Mis of Aaron HaKohen. V'hainu d'chsiv, and it says a few psukim before this Vayishma Ktani Melech Harod, it says, Vayiru kol ha'eda ki gova arein. V'omar avabo, so we would learn Pashat Pshat, Vayiru kol ha'eda ki gova arein, that after Mises Aaron, the Eda saw that Aaron is not here anymore. V'omar avabo, al tikri vayiru, elo vayiro. Vayiro kol ha'eda. The Eda became exposed. The Eda became Nisgale, ki gova Aaron, because Aaron was Nifter. That means Kozman Aaron was alive. You couldn't see the Eda. They were completely encompassed with the Anan Yaakovit. So Rav Abo says, but we have to say Pshat and Posig now, Vayiro kol Eda. Now they became exposed. Why? Because ki gova Aaron. Kidereish Lokish, the Omareish Lokish, ki mishamesh bedalid lashinis, ki has four translations, e dilma elodaho. So, on the gay alone, we'll see in Rashi what exactly these four translations are, but the fourth translation is daho, because. So Rav Abo said, that's how you have to say Pshat in the Pasuk. Vayiro kol ha'eda, the Eda became Nisgala. Why? Kigova Aaron, because Aaron was Nifter, so the Anonim were Nistalik. So Al Koponim, we see that after the Ptira of Aaron, the Knani was still around. And later it says that Achay HaKoysa Yesichoin, B'Shas Moshe Rabbeinu started teaching Mishnah Torah that was after HaKoysa Yesichoin. So we see that this Maise happened after the Ptiris Aaron, and Shvat is after Ot. Frekt Gemore, mi domi, hosom knan, hoch Yesichoin. What are you telling me? That is true. That when Aaron was Nifter, the Melech Arod was around. By Moshe Rabbeinu says, Achi HaKoyse Yesichen. Could be Sichen was, he was Leichem at Sichen 2 years before. Where do you see that Sichen was around? Bishas Ptiris Arad. Hosam Knan Oche Sichen. So the Gemara answers, Tana, we learned in Abaraise, Hu Sichen, Hu Arod, Hu Knan. All these are one person. What's pshat with the three shemes? Sichon shedoyme lesayach bamidbar. Asayach, Rav Shamshon Lefol Hirsch, is a young Ezel that's very reckless. That means he was a reckless king. Knan al shem, that's why he was called Sichon. Knan al shem malchusoy. Uma shemoy, and the melech Arod was, the melech, his name was Arod. Arod shemoy. Ike da amri arod shedoyme la'aroid ba'midbo. An aroid is a chamoyr habor. This is a wild ezel. So that was his tchun, arod shedoyme la'aroid ba'midbo. Knan al shei malchusay u'ma shmoy sichayn shmoy. So, but al koponim, so that is the raya that you cannot say that we're moine from Yetzias Mitzrayim from Tishrei, because then Mishneh Torah should have been the 41st year after Yetzias Mitzrayim, since this was after the Ptira of Aaron, which was the 40th year. And since it says that both were the 40th year, Zal Kochoch, the year changes in Nisan and not in Tishrei. Let us see Rashi. Elo vayiro nisgalu. Kidereish lokish, ki gova nisines tamu ledova. Like this we would say pshat, vayiru kol eide, ki gova arin, they saw that arin was nifter. So ki is not a nisines tam, it says what they saw. But reish lokish said that ki means doho, ki gova nisines tamu ledova. This is a reason. Ledover shelofonov. Nizgalu Eda. The Eda became exposed. Why? Lefi shegova Aaron, because Aaron was nifted. Sheloshen ki bedaled l'shaynes meshamesh b'mikra. The word ki has four translations. Pa'amim ba b'makim im. Rashi is going to explain what im means. Pa'amim ba b'makim dilma, shema, maybe. Pa'amim ba b'makim deha. Sometimes it means because. Shenais in tamledov, it's giving a reason. But the Chitnais and Tamla Dova, Pa'amim Ba Bimakim Ella. In the fourth translation of Ki, it means but. Visaiser as Dibo Shalafon. Now Rashi is going to give examples of the all four translations. Ki Yelehem Dova, Ki Sivga, Ki Yikore Kan, Kulon Loshen Imheim. It's all Loshen Im, if. Or we'll see v'chein ki savoyu, ki seleichon, ki sechale, ki sisa, v'chol ha-mishamshim b'mokeim kasher u'b'mokeim asher kulon loshen imheim. Now Rashi says that the word im is koilo, the translation of kasher, when. Shemotzino bekamo mekaimes im mishamesh loshen kasher veloshen asher. Kemoi. Ve'im yiyah hayoivo. So, ki is the translation of im. And im can also mean kasher when. Shenat if there'll be a yoivo. Sherei bevada yiyah. There'll zicha be a yoivo. So, ve'im yiyah hayoivo means when there'll be a yoivo. Ve'im sakriv minchas bikurim, not if you'll be makriv, harei zeh v'chasher takriv, when you'll be makriv. Sherei choivu, it's a choivu to be makriv minchas bikurim. V'chein im kesef talve, also, not if you lend, there's a chiv to lend, kasher kesef talve. Im yivle'enu mim koimoy, amedaber b'shalves reshoim, also that im also means kasher. So al koponim, Rashi brought down psukim that ki is equivalent to im, and im itself can mean if, and im can mean when. Ki is a second translation, dilma, ki goin, ki soima bevovecho, shema toima, maybe you'll say, rabim hagoyim ha'elo. Maybe you'll say there are a lot of goyim, loy soima ken, you shouldn't say that. Leisira mehem. Ki saimru manirdov. Manirdov is also shema taimru. Maybe you'll say. Vechi saimru, maybe you'll say manoichu bashona ashviyis. Ki sire chamoir soinecha vechadalto. You'll see the chamoir of your soine. Maybe you'll see the chamoir vechadalto. You'll hold yourself back from helping him. Vaharbe keilu loshen shemoim. That's a loshen maybe. Loita chakti ki yoreya. By Sorimenu it says she told Avram Avinu loita chakti ki yoreya. So that ki means deho, because she told him the statement because she was afraid. Hareza loshen deho lefi she yoreya, because she was yoreya. Vayoymer, and Avram told her, loy, it's not true, ki tzachokt. So this ki means, areze loshen elo. It's not the way you say, but you did laugh. Ki gova aroin, now the posik that we have, vayiro kola edo ki gova aroin, areze loshen, if it means vayiro, Klal Yisrael became exposed, hareze loshin deho. So they became exposed because gova arim. Hoidu lashem ki toiv, shaharei toiv. There it also means that they give a daughter to Rabbi Yisrael because he is toiv. Leisikpat yotra. Ki pasayach tiftach, there it means, elo pasayach tiftach. You shouldn't hold yourself back from giving tzedakah. Elo pasayach tiftach. Sayach, ayer ben sus. Aroit chamoir habo. Let us see Tosfos. Vayishma aknani melech arod. B'medrash amrinon dahainu amolek. In Medrash says, Agamara says, it's not Knani, it was Sichain. And the Medrash says, dahainu amolek, k'moy sheyosad apayet bepizmain shel parsha zocha, k'sus v'loshoin shina heyois kemelech arot. When Amalek came, so there's a machlokes, the Marsho and the Orech Laner. The Marsho wants to say pshat that the Ksus, they were wearing begodim of Amalekim. V'loshen shine, but they just changed their loshen. They spoke Knanish and they wore big day Amalek. That's how the Marsho wants to say pshat, and Rashi and Chumash says this. But Orech Laner brings down that there's a medrash that says Ksus veloshen shina the pekerti disguised himself. He wore the big day knan and he spoke loshen knan. Heyois kemelech harot, that he should look like melech harot. So now we have a problem. So if lemaise this is a molek, so the whole Gemara doesn't make sense. The Gemara wanted to prove melech harot the sichain. Fine. So sichain was alive. Chodesh Av, and later it says, Achei HaKoyse Yesichein, so you will see that Shvat came after Av. But if this is Amalek, so how do you know when, so could be Sichein was dead 2 years ago. So how do we know that Achei HaKoyse is after this Maise? So Taisis Avu Mikol Mokim Dayik Shaper, Tave Sichein Kayim. The Gemara is Medayik from this Pasuk that Sichein was still alive when Amalek came. Why? Midishino Amalek Atzmai Lovei Kedmusoi. If Amalek wanted to disguise himself, that the Yidden should think he's Melech Harod, so if Melech Harod was killed 2 years ago, so what did he accomplish? So Akochach Melech Harod was still alive. So Memeus, he was alive after Ptiris Haren. And the Gemara said Melech Harod, that's Sichain. And later it says, Achei HaKoyse Yesichain. So we see the Mais of Moshe was after the Ptir of Haren. V'nire de mahu de masai kodorish, de mei mahu de chukas, o meforesh de shoma ki bo Yisrael derech ha'asorim, v'rashi loidok bepeirish chumish. Let us explain what Tosfos is saying. In Parshas Masai, it says as follows. In the Posik Lametes Mem, Kapitel Lamet Gimel, it says as follows. Ba'arain ben Sholosh ve'esrim u'ma'ashone b'moisoi b'hoir ho'ho. That's Posik Lametes. Posik Mem, Vayishma haknani melech harod, v'hu yoyshev banege, v'eretz kenon, bevoy b'nei Yisrael. Melech harod heard. V'hu yoyshev banege, v'eretz kenon. So, if you learn these two psukim, what could he have heard already? Vayishma haknani melech harod. So, l'chayre, vayishma, he heard of the previous posik. V'aren ben sholosh v'esrim ma'ashona b'moyse b'oyroho. Aaron, the previous pasuk said he was nifter. Vayishma haknani melech harot. He heard that Aaron was nifter. So fakir, so that's our gemara. Mash muish shoma shemeis Aaron v'nistal kuanani kovet. And Rashi in Parshas Masai, Taka says pshat in the pasuk. Rashi in Parshas Masai says, kan limdoch shemises Aaron hi ashmue. That's, he heard Mrs. Aaron, she is talking on the COVID, v'chusovo shenitna reshus lilochem b'Yisrael, lefikach chozo v'kosvo, that's why it says in Parshas Masai. In Parshas Masai, we know what he heard. Now, in Parshas Chukas, it says something else. In Parshas Chukas, it says as follows. Vayavshet Moishes Arenes Begodov, Vayalbesh Oysom Esalozo Benoi, Vayomos Aren Shom Beroishaho, Vayered Moishe Verlozo Minoho. So this is Posik Chavches Kapitel Chav. Here it says, Vayomos Aren, Vayered Moishe Verlozo Minoho. Posik Chavtes, Vayiru Kol Ha'eda Ki Gova Aren, that's the Posik which Agamara brought, Vayivko Es Aren Shloishim Yoim Kol Beis Yisrael. Now the next pasuk says, "Vayishma haknani melech arad yoishev hanegev, ki bo Yisrael derech ha'asorim." So here the pasuk says, "What did Knani melech arad hear? He heard ki bo Yisrael derech ha'asorim. He heard that the Yidden are coming derech ha'asorim. Vayilochem be Yisrael." So this pasuk, it says, klar, he heard something else. He heard, ki bo Yisrael derech ha'asorim. The pasuk in Masai does not say what he heard. But from the pasuk in Masai, the pasuk right before the Vayish Maknani says that Aaron was nifta, and then it says Vayish Maknani. So Taisvah says, Agimore, that says, Mashmue Shoma Shemes Aren, Argimore is dashening the Posek in Seif Masai, because the Posek in Seif Masai I can't understand the Posek in any other way to explain what he heard. So Kochuk Pshan, the Posek is, he heard that Aren was Nifta. So Argimore is speaking about the Posek in Masai. The Posek in Chukas says, Vayishma Knani Melech Arod Yoishev HaNegev, Ki Bo Yisrael Derech HaSorim. It says something else. He heard Bo Yisrael Derech HaSorim. So our Gemara is not speaking about the Posek in Chukas. Our Gemara is speaking about the Posek in Masai. Zok Taisviz, V'nira Demide Masai Kadorish, Demide Chukas HaMeforish, Deshama Ki Bo Yisrael Derech HaSorim. The Rashi loydot beperish chumish. What did Rashi say in chumish? Rashi says, and the posik in chukas, vayishma knani, shoma shemeis aroin v'nistalku anane kovet k'disa b'roish shonim. So Taisvus asks on Rashi, this is not pshat in the posik. Here the posik says, klo, ki bo Yisrael derech ha'asorim, vayilochem be Yisrael. That's Taisvus kasha on Rashi. The Un of Yosef wants to say that Ve'emesin Rashi held there are two psukim. The pasuk in Masai tells us what he heard. That's true. What did he hear? He heard that Aaron was nifta. But the pasuk in Chukas tells us why he went to have Muhammad. The Gemara says two things. Mashmu is Shoma, Shoma Shemeis Arin v'nistalko anane kovet. That what Aaron HaKohen was nifta wouldn't bring him to have Muhammad. Aaron HaKohen was nifta, so what? The Shmi was Aaron HaKohen was nifta, but he heard also that the anane kovet left him. The Vayilochim was because the anane HaKohen left him. This does not say in Parshas Masai anything about anane kovet. Where does it speak about anane kovet? So he wants to say as follows. The Vayishma Knani Melech Arod Yoishev HaNegev, this is in Parshas Chukas, Ki Bo Yisroel Derech HaAsorim. Now what does Derech HaAsorim mean? So Rashi brings down one pshat nechumish. Derech HaTayor HaGodel HaNeiseya Lifneihem. Derech shloishes yomim loso lahem menuche. So this pasuk means that Klal Yisrael is going, and there is a great guide that is leading them, and that's the Oren. The Oren is leading them. That's the taych. Ki bo Yisrael derech ha'asorim. So the Onef Yosef says that's exactly what he heard. Before then, they didn't need the Oren to lead them. They were in Ananim. They were enclosed. The Ananim led them. Vayishma Knani Melech Arod Ki Bo Yisrael Derech HaSorim. He heard that they lost Ananim. They only have the Oren. So Memelus Rashi over here is saying, and here it says Vayilochem be Yisrael. So Be'emesin the Gemara says two inyonim. He heard that Aaron was Niftin, there was Nistalku Anani Kovet. So Rashi held
One nikuda is mentioned in Parshas Masai. That's Vayishma Knani Melech Arod, which is written right after the Pasuk of Mises Aaron. But the Pasuk in Parshas Chukah says, but that alone isn't sufficient. He wouldn't have Melchomas Tamazi because Aaron was Nifta. No, he heard that it was Nistala Kanani Kovit, Kiboy Yisrael Derech HaAsorim. And therefore Vayilochem Be Yisrael. So both psukim are telling us the reason why he came. Elo vayiro kidereish lakish. So the Gemara said that you don't darshan vayiro koleida kigova arayim, no vayiro koleida. They became exposed. They became niskala kigova arayim. Kloima shenizgalu. Lefishe meis aron, because ki is a loshin daho. Vahainu be loshin daho. The amrit vayiru loshin rie. So why did Reish Lakish say such a pshat in the posik? Vayiru is vayiro. And why do you say vayiru is vayiro and ki is a loshin daho? Say, let's learn posh pshat. Vayiru kaleida ki gova aron. So Tosva says, "Ein misyashiv leforish haiki bishum echad me'arba leshoynis." So if you say vayiru means they saw kigova aroin, so then the pasuk does not flow. So therefore, Reish Lakish said vayiru kigova aroin because aron was nifter. Frek Tosva, miu kashe. What's the problem? Dilme loshin kasher, kloimer vayiru kasher gova arin. Now it's very difficult to understand how kasher, if kasher means when, it doesn't make sense. They saw when arin was nifter. Chayre, they saw that arin was nifter. Maybe kasher also means that. Beisach nish. Kasher gova arin. Kmoi vayiru achay yoisev kimei saviyem. There also you have to say kasher meis aviyim. Vayiru plishtim ki meis gibeira. So memele, so why did Reish Lakish have to change the pasuk and say vayiru does not mean they saw? No, vayiru, they became exposed. Why don't you say it like you say over there? Vishemo ein misyashiv kan kemoi bani. Maybe here it doesn't stim. Taisvis doesn't explain why it doesn't stim. So, Bachsmid Ochlaner wants to say, you know, that Taisvis says it doesn't stim. So the Ochlaner wants to explain, you know why it doesn't stim? Because Vayiru Kashe Gova Aaron, they didn't see that Aaron was Nifter. It says in the Psukim before that Aaron went up to Hoiraho, he was Nifter there, And then Moshe and Elazar came down from the hall. So the best they heard that Aaron was Nifter. But you can't say they saw that Aaron was Nifter. So that's why that could be, that's a tochanes, so that's pshat and taisis. V'sheme mishyashiv kan kemoi bahani. You can't say that vayiru means they saw. There it's good. Achei Yosef, vayiru achei Yosef kimei saviyim. Vayiru plishtim kimei sgiboyim. There you could say they saw. But by Mises Aaron, you can't say they saw because they didn't see. So that's why the Hidaydarshan Vayiru Vayiro, a different taich. Svasemis wants a taich, he says, could be Bechlal over there also, Vayiru does not mean they saw. Could be Vayiru means they feared. Vayiru Ache Yosef, the Ache Yosef were afraid, Kimei Saviyim. Vayiru plishtim, they were afraid, kimeis giboyram. So stamazoi, so could be ki is a loshen daho, because. Vayiru, because meis aviyam, or because meis giboyram. So stamazoi no kasha. That's he wants to emphat pachlal tais with kasha. Vahodim afashinin kroi be loshen kasha. That what some psukim, we say the ki means kasha. Kamoi ki vosus pari, kasha vosus pari. Kisirbu ufrisem. Einze loshen chamishi. So Taisu says, the Gemara says, ki mishalem shamish bedalad lashoinis. I dilme elodoho. Now Taisu says that sometimes ki means kasher. So here is five translations. So Taisu says, no, kasher is not a fifth translation. כדפירש בקונטרס, וכי סבוי, וכי סיילכון, כי סיסו, כי סחלו, וכל המשמשים בלושן כאשר, לושן אימהם, that's a לושן אים משמשים, שמצינו בכמה דוכתי אים משמש בלושן כאשר, because that is one of the translations of אים. אים means when. כמוי ואם יהיה יויבל, הרי זה כאשר יהיה, שיבד יהיה, not if there'll be a יויבל, when there'll be a יויבל. וכן אם תקרב מנחס ביקורים, הרי זה כאשר תקריב, שרי יוחויבה, period. Umash perish kan bekuntres rashi tu in another word over here. Kola mishamish beloshin asher loshin imheim. Rashi says that im includes kasher and asher. So Taisa says lo yitochen asher does not mean im. Besayfa megarish perish bekuntres shehem loshin doho vechein iker. Rashi himself says in Gittin that asher is a loshin of because, not a loshin of im. I Dilma Ella Daha. These are the four translations of ki. Ki yimotze, ki yikore, ki sire, ki sivka, kulam, loshen imhe. Vechein ruba, most of the keys are loshen im. Ki soima bilvavecha, ein shaykh lefosh beloshen im. Tave mashme loshen im toima, because if you say if, so it seems like this. Ki saim abovo vecho, if you'll ask the kashe, rabbi magoy meile, then I'll tell you leisira mehem. So vice versa, if you won't ask the kashe, then you have what to be afraid of. So you can't say that. You can't, that's what Taisva says. Ein shach lefosh meloshanim, dava mash meloshanim toima, if you'll say this, leisira, im leisaim al sira, pakochach loshan dilmo, kloima, shema toima bovovcho, Rabim Hagoyim Loisaima Kain Bechain Kisaima Manirdafloy Bhisaima Manoichal Kisira Khamir Sanacho Kigova Arin the Mashmaloshan the Ho Vaino Loshan Asher Kisira Khamir Sanach is also Loshan Dilma. Arot Shmoy Upashti Dikro Aroshem Amadine Oishem Ire. So Bikitzer. So let us, now we'll get the sugya, we'll get back to the sugya. The sugya had said that we learn out Malchus Shloime from Yetzias Mitzrayim. Just like Yetzias Mitzrayim, we are Moine from Nisin. So Malchus Shloime, we're also Moine from Nisin. The Gemara asked, maybe we're Moine Yetzias Mitzrayim from Tishrei. So the Gemara proved from the psukim with Aaron and Moshe, that you can't say you're meine yitzias Mitzrayim from Tishrei. So we know you're not meine yitzias Mitzrayim from Tishrei. But the Gemara isn't finished. Frek the Gemara, ve'eim roish ha'shone iyo. Maybe yitzias Mitzrayim were meine from iyo. Again, we mentioned the Turei Evan. Whenever you mind Yitzias Mitzrayim, it's a Gzeres HaKosav. You mind it by the Shchedish Nisan, it's also a Gzeres HaKosav. So maybe you mind Yitzias Mitzrayim from here. And if you mind it from here, so it's also good that the Mises Arein in the Schole of Mishneh Torah was all in the same year. It came after here. How do you know you mind it from Nisan? So the Gemara Leisal Kedaitach. You can't say you mind Yitzias Mitzrayim from here. The pasuk says, "Vayhi b'chodesh harishon, b'shana hashenis, be'echad l'chodesh hukam ha-mishkan." So the Mishkan was put up the first chodesh Nisan, the second year. Fine. Uchsiv vayhi b'shana hashenis b'chodesh hasheni, the second month, the second year. Na lohanan mi'al ha-mishkan ha-edis. So it says, Iyo, it's the second month and the second year. Is if you'll say that Yitzias Mitzrayim were Moine from here, Midekoi benissen vekorele shone shenis, vekoi be'iyo vekorele shone shenis, bechlal deloi sheshone laviro. It can't be the second year Iyo if Iyo switches, if you change the years. So al kochach it can't be Iyo. Good, so it's not here. Frag the Gemara, ve'emer reish shana sivin. Maybe Yitzias Mitzrayim, we cheshbin from sivin. And we're makish malchus Rosh Hashanah l'mlochim, we're makish to Yitzis Mitzrayim, and it'll come out, everything is in Sivan. So tomorrow, leisal kedaitach. Tachsiv b'chodesh ha-shlishi l'tzeis b'nei Yisrael me'eretz Mitzrayim. The third month, Sivan, when Yidin went out of Mitzrayim. B'misa, if you'll say that the year changes by Sivan, it should have said b'chodesh ha-shlishi b'shone ha-sheinis, Letzeis b'nei Yisrael miboyla. It should have said that the year changed. So you see, we don't Yitzias Mitzrayim. We don't start counting it from Sivan. Frek the Gemara ve'ema Tammuz ve'ema Av ve'ema Adar. Good. I have a few more cheshbonis that it could be. This is Rosh Hashanah l'Melachim and Yitzias Mitzrayim. So it seems on that Rabbi Yochanan didn't have a teretz. The Chiddush Eran says the kasha is not too gefelich because the main kasha was Eima Tishrei. That was the real kasha because Tishrei is a Rosh Hashanah for other things. These other kashas are kashas klushes. If you could answer it, Memela. If you don't answer, it's Eichnish gefelich. Then you say the kasha isn't, it's a Zagreisa kasha. We should say that Rosh Hashanah is of Tammuz. Why should we say such a thing? About Kaponim, the Gemara does ask this kashin, and this kash Rabbi Yechanan doesn't have a teretz. Elo Omar Rabbi Lozo Meyochas. Rabbi Lozo says, a new mekoyer that we are moine malchus shloime from Nissen. What's the mekoyer? Vayochel livnois, he started building b'chodesh hasheini. Basheni, this Basheni is very unclear. Bishnas Arba Lemalchusai. Shloima Melech started building the Beis Hamikdash. This was the fourth year of his Malchus. Fine. Now it says Bachodesh Hasheni, it was the second month. Now what's a taich Basheni? What does the Basheni mean? My Sheni. What does the Sheni mean? Lav Sheni. This is the second month from when you start counting the years of his Malchus. So Al Kaponim, the Pasuk is telling us, the second month of the year, which is Iyul, the second month, this is the second month from the Chodesh of Yemayne by Malchusai. So Memela, so we see klar that Yemayne Malchus from Nissen. So we have here now a new pasuk. Maskif lo ravine ve'ema sheni b'chodesh. How do you know to say that that's a taich b'sheni? Maybe the pasuk means v'yochel livnois b'chodesh hasheni. He started building the second month b'sheni, the second day in the chodesh. He didn't start rosh chodesh. He started the second day. Ve'ema sheni b'chodesh. So the Gemara says, if it means sheni b'chodesh, imkein sheni b'chodesh behed yavek sibbe. So it shouldn't say b'feir sheni b'chodesh. The pasuk doesn't say b'sheni and it leaves you in the luft. Frek the Gemara ve'ema b'sheni b'shabbos. Maybe it means the second day of the week. It's telling you the second day of the week. What day of the week it was. It was on a Monday. So the Gemara says, no, that's not pshat and pasuk. Chodo d'loy ashkechon sheni b'shabes t'chsiv. See, machlokes Rashi and Tosfos, but we don't find anywhere in psukim that the pasuk should say which day in the week it is. The pasuk doesn't speak about that. The pasuk never speaks about days and weeks. V'oi, that's number one. So it's not mistava that this pasuk is going to tell us which day in the week it is. V'oid makish sheni basra l'sheni kamim. It says in the pasuk, v'yochel livnois b'chodesh hasheni. So the first sheni means the second month. Basheni doesn't mean days of the week. It means, basheni is similar to hasheni. Just like hasheni is speaking about a month, this is the second month. Basheni means this is the second month to minyan malchusay. Maki sheni basra l'sheni kama. Masheni kama chodesh, avsheni basra chodesh. Tanya kevosei de Rabbi Yochanan. Now the Gemara says, so we went through a whole sugya. We wanted to find out how your meine, the mekayr that your meine minyan melachim from Nissen, and Rabbi Yochanan set up, say, a whole marocha of rayas, and there was an upschlag, and the ganze zach, Tanya kevosid Rabbi Yochanan. We learned in a baraisa, whatever Rabbi Yochanan said, there's a baraisa that says this. Minayin sheimoinim lem lemlochim elo minisin, shenem avayi b'shmoinim shona, v'abamei shona utzeis bnei Yisrael mi'eretz Mitzrayim. Uchsi v'yal aran ha-koyin, el hoi rohor al pi Hashem, uchsi v'aboyim shona b'ashto yosto chodesh, uchsi v'achi ha-koyisi esichin, v'oimer v'yishma knani, v'oimer v'yiro kol eidu ki gova aran, v'oimer v'yi b'chodesh harishin b'shona ha-shenis, v'oimer v'yi b'shona ha-shenis b'chodesh ha-shenis, v'oimer b'chodesh ha-shenis b'chodesh ha-shenis b'chodesh ha-shenis v'oimer v'yochal livnois. So it seems the rayas of Rabbi Yochanan, the Barais already brought all this, all these rayas. Now, my shayni, let us see Rashi, the hoda kosov pam acheres bekro, ba shayni, mahochi shaminin, the shayni liyoreyach shemoyne baylam lochem. This is the second month from when you start counting the minyan ashonim lamlochem. So the Gemara says, maybe it means the second day of the month. Sheini b'chodesh b'hedya b'ksiv b'y. K'dachsiv b'kama m'koymis b'echad l'chodesh. Look how the Torah writes, b'echad l'chodesh. It doesn't say b'echad. K'dachsiv b'shona ashlishis b'osir l'chodesh. So if it would mean the day of the month, the Pasuk would have said b'sheini b'chodesh. It says b'sheini, it doesn't mean that. Sheini b'shabes l'ashkechen d'chsiv b'ikro. The hoder beikro b'sheini. So I think Rashi means to say, and perhaps this is a teretz on Tosfos Kashi, which we'll have, Rashi says, not there's no posik that speaks about the days of the week. The hoder beikro, that the Torah has it over to explain which day in the week it was. That's mean Rashi means to say like this. If the posik is telling you which month it is, fine. Now, in Basheni is coming to tell us which day in the week it is. So, by knowing the day of the week, you still don't know when this occurred. You know which month it was, and you know which day in the week it was. It was on a Monday. So, you don't know anything. You don't know Lamaisa when he started building. So, that's what Rashi says. We never find that the Pasuk should chaza over, elaborate, and tell us a day of the week, if after knowing the day of the week, you still don't know when this occurred. That's what Rashi means. That means, if by telling us the day of the week, I know exactly what we're speaking about, so then the Torah could write the day of the week. But if by knowing the day of the week, the Torah wants to elaborate, the Pasuk wants to elaborate, when exactly was it? And by telling me the day of the week, I still don't know exactly when it was. That we never find such a Pasuk. Tanya kevosid Rabbi Yochanan bekulei kroi da'aisi la'el. Zogt Taisvis. Vekoi be'iyor vekorilei shona ha'sheinis. He says, the Gemara said, how could you say that you start counting the Yetzias Mitzrayim from Iyar, the Pasuk says, Ivekoi be'Iyar v'kor le'shona ha'shenis. V'ein loimer dekro de'Iyar la'komes ha'mishkenu dekochoshiv. Maybe the Pasuk of Iyar, v'shona ha'shenis, is not speaking about the second year from Yetzias Mitzrayim. It's speaking about the second year from ha'komes ha'mishken. U'lo'ilam roish ha'shona Iyar. So Taisa says you can't say this. The Omar Hashona Hashenis Lugzeira Shove Kidomalel. Since it says Shona Hashenis, and before it also says Shona Hashenis, so just like the Shona Hashenis of before speaking about the Yetzias Mitzrayim, so here also Shona Hashenis means Yetzias Mitzrayim. Yeah. Kidomalel Gabishnas Mem Shnas Chof. The even a clearer posik. The Mefarish Beikro be'echod la'chodesh hasheni b'shone hashenis l'tzeisam me'eretz Mitzrayim. Sheni b'shabes le'ashkechon v'hod chsiv v'yihi boiker yoim sheni. Don't say sheni b'shabes. It was boiker, the second day of the week. So that's according to Rashi, it's not kefel. Rashi says, "Lei ashkechin dehoda beikra." That's what Rashi means. The Torah doesn't chazer it over if after the chazor I don't know exactly when it was. Here, vahi beikra yom sheni. The pasuk here, I know when it was. But Taisus learned it as a Taisus learned the pasuk never mentions a yom hashavua. Before Shbirshalmi, ein lemeidim ibriyosi shaloylam kloima. The lava Shabbos koy doesn't mean the second day of the week. Elishaya yom sheni lebriyosi shaloylam. This is the second day of the bria. Tanya kevosi the Rabbi Yochanan. So Taisa says lav laafuki the Rabbi Loza does not mean laafuki the Rabbi Loza. The maisi nami the Rabbi Loza bahach beraisa. This beraisa says like Rabbi Loza also. But it means that the limud of Rabbi Yochanan the Braisa also brings. Because Rabbi Loza loisagi, why? If the Braisa brings the pasuk of Rabbi Loza, so that alone is 100% proof that the pasuk of Rabbi Loza, it says that it says Basheni, and there it says Klo, that this is the second month of Man Yamayim Malchusai. So why do you need all the other psukim? So Taisva says, because Rabbi Loza leisagi, dava amine de leshloime vade avesheini leyerech shemoyne leyla malchusai. That is, because Rabbi Loza leisagi, from the pasuk from Rabbi Loza alone, it's not sufficient, dava amine de leshloime vade avesheini leyerech shemoyne leyla malchusai lefisha omad benissen. Because he became melech benissen. Avlasha melochim loy. But it's not a klal or melochim yemoyne from nissen. Therefore, the Gemara has to say there's a hekish, not only Malchus Shloimeh. There's a hekish, just like Yetzias Mitzrayim is Nissen, so the Tzedin, all Malchus, you have to be Meiner from Nissen. Yesterday we spoke out of Kasha from the Sfas Emes, but Emes and I looked in Tanakh, I really don't appreciate the Kasha of the Sfas Emes. The Sfas Emes asks on Taisvis, that Taisvis says here, and we have Taisvis on the Beis Amid Beis, that Shloime became Melech in Nissen. Fektach, the Sfas Emes, Taisvis Chagigi says that David the Melech was Nifta Shvuas. So if David the Melech was Nifta Shvuas, so how could he became Melech in Nissen? So by Emerson, it's very schwer, the Sfas Emes is Kasha. In Melochim it says as follows. The Pasuk says, HaMelech, when Adoniyo ben Chagis wanted to become Melech, and they came to David, and they asked David to decide who's going to be Melech. So the Pasuk says, HaMelech David, Himlech Shloimeh, he was Mamlech Shloimeh, Vayimshechu Oisai, they made Meshiche, Vegam Yoshav Shloimeh, Yalkisei HaMeluchim, Shloimeh became a melech b'chayei David. Okay, David thanked the Rabbi Shalom. He was zeichet to see Shloimeh Yoshev al kisei malchusa. The Malbim explains over there that he had a din melech, and if a person would be chaylik olav, he's a meirat b'malchus. So lemaisa Shloimeh had a din melech from when David was mamlechim. Not David said you'll become melech. They made Mashiach now, when he was Yoshev now al kisei malchus. So Al Koch, he was a so could be this was in Nissen. This was Emes says Doichik leforish kavonis atoisves the mashem licho aviv bechayev hoye benissen hakoidim loymistave loymar sheyimna kosov lemalchus shloime boyche yedavid amelachai. It's not mistave that the pasuk will be meine malchus shloime when David is alive. It's very difficult to understand why shouldn't this was he became Melech. There wasn't a new coronation later. There was a Mashiach then. He was Yoshev al Kisei Malchusei then. So he was a Melech from then. He became a Melech back from Nissen. When else did he become a Melech from? He didn't become. Nothing happened when David HaMelech was Nifta. He became a Melech from before. So it's Al Kaponim Lcheiradav Pshat and Taisvis. The Taisvis says that Shloimeh became a Melech in Nissen. Zogt the Gemara weiter. Amar Rav Chisda. That what we had in our Mishnah, that be'echad benissen Rosh Hashanah l'mlochim loishanu elo l'malche Yisrael. That is davke malche Yisrael. We count their malchus starting from Nissen. Each Nissen is a new year. Avol l'malche umeis ha'olam, my malche umeis ha'olam mitishrei monina. By Malchus Yumis Ha'olam, their minion is from Nisan, from Tishrei. Shenemar, we had mentioned before, because we mentioned the Chedushei Aran, because Malchus Yisrael starts from Nisan, because the first Malchus that Klal Yisrael experienced was Yetzias Mitzrayim. That was, became Ois Avdei Paroi. That was the first taste of Malchus. So Memele, so each Malchus, each executive, each Malchus that came afterwards is also Zeichel Yitzias Mitzrayim. We start from Nissen. Mashenken Umas Oilam have no Shaychus with Yitzias Mitzrayim. So Memele, then you start, since Tishrei is Rosh Hashanah for many in Yonim, so their years we also start from Tishrei. So the Gemara says, how do you know this? Shenema. Divrei Nechemye ben Chachalya, that's how Nechemye starts. Vayihi b'chodesh kislev, shnas esrim. So the Pasuk tells us a story that happened the 20th year of Artaxerxes. This was in Kislev. Urchsiv vayihi b'chodesh nisan, shnas esrim v'Artaxerxes. So we'll see later that B'chodesh Nisan occurred after Kislev. We'll see the Gemara knew this. So Memele, so Kislev was the 20th year. Nisan was the 20th year. So if we would be Moine, Malchei Umes Ha'olam from Nisan, so it should be the 21st year. And Mi Dekoi B'Kislev V'Kori Leishnas Esrim. V'koi b'nissen v'kori leishnas esrim, m'chlal d'roi shashone lab nissenu. So akoche shashone is not nissen. Let us see Taisus for 1 minute, the bottom Taisus. M'chlal d'nissen lab roi shashone. In fact, Taisus, hafo pish esh kama chadoshim bein nissen l'tishrei. So good, so it's not nissen. Maybe it's here, maybe it's even. Shesh loima shahem roi shashone. M'kol mokomel d'afikte min nissen, so the Gemara held, maybe Nissan, we see Nissan is a cheshbon for minyan melachim, of Nissan not, so then it's Tishrei ready. Frag the Gemara, what's your kasha to begin with? Bishloima hayer, the second posik by Nissan, it says, this is 20 years, la'atach shasto. Hayich meforish the latach shasta Elohai, but the first posik mimai the latach shasta Vilma leminyana achina. Maybe it means this is 20 years from a different cheshbon. So what's your raya? What's your raya that we don't cheshbon from Nissan? Could be a cheshbon from Nissan. This is 20 years latach shasta, and this is 20 years from a different cheshbon. This is the rapop we had before. It says Eloshin Sosom Atach Shasta, so it's also Latach Shasta. Frag the Gemore Umimai the Maise the Kislev Kodim. How do you know that the Maise of Kislev happened first? And then later it happened Nissan. Smell Yesnigakasha, since it occurred the Nissan later, it should be the 21st year. Dilma Maise the Nissan Kodim, maybe first. Emukdem Muchabatayre. Kipitl Beis and Nechemye started, that was Maise Nissan. That was the 20th year. And later Kislev was afterwards. Loisal Kedaitoch. So the Gemara says no. Because if you'll look in the capital, you'll see that what was told to Nechemye in Kislev, he related to the Melech in Nissan, the Sanya. We learned in the Baraisa. Devarim she'omar Chanoni l'Nechemye b'Kislev. The information that Chanoni told Nechemye in Kislev, amoron Nechemye l'Melech b'Nissan. So the Nechemye related this to the king in Nissan. Now the Gemara is going to explain. Shenema. What happened in Kislev? Divrei Nechemye ben Chachalya, vayihi b'chodesh Kislev, shnas esrim, vani hoyisi b'shushan habiro, vayovoi chanoni echod me'achai, so he's in Shushan, and Hanani, one of his kreivim, who va'anoshim me'yehude, vo'eshalem, and I asked them, ale yehudim ha'pleita asher nish'oru min ha'shvi va'al Yerushalayim. Vostutzach, he came to Shushan, and I asked him, vostutzach with the Yidin, vostutzach with Yerushalayim. Vayoimru li, so they related to me, hanish'orim asher nish'aru min ha'shvi shom bamdine, those the Yidin which are left over there, b'ro g'doylo. It's a very difficult matzav. Uvechelpo. Vechoymois Yerush, vechoymas Yerushalayim mefeirotzes. Vechoymav Yerushalayim. Yes, what was tutach with Yerushalayim? Vechoym is broken. Usherel nitzesu beish. So that's what he told him. This he heard Nissen. Amoron Nechemye lamelech benissen. So this information that he heard Kislev, he related this to the melech in Nissen. Shenema, this is capital based in Nehemiah. Vayehi bechodesh nisan, shnas eschim latach shasto hamelech, yein lefonov. They brought wine into the chotzer. They brought wine into the chotzer, and then vo'eso, and he was, Nehemiah was the sar hamashkin. So the wine was brought in, but the ceremony to deliver the wine to the melech, that was the job of Nehemiah. Va'esa es hayayin ve'etno lamelech. V'loi ha'yisi ra lefono. Now whenever, Sarashi says pshat, whenever I was Meshores the king, I never looked bad. Rashi says, ki im sameyach v'toiv leiv. I always looked happy. Vayoyim ali hamelach, but when he came now and he brought the wine to the king, he looked very bad. Vayoyim ali hamelach, the melach was very observant. Vayoyim ali hamelach, madu apanecha roim, what's going on with you? Va'ata eincha choyle, you're not sick. Ein ze ki im ralei. So what's kim roy aleiv? So Rashi says, sheyesh bilvovcho olai la miseini besama moves peshtias koisaza. He jumped to conclusions already. This was a king, you're playing with fire with him. The king had a kasha, you're always very happy, and all of a sudden now you look very serious, very, so I know what's up your mind already. Kim roy aleiv. Vo'ira harbe miyoit. Nehemiah heard this, that Nehemiah Taki really looked bad then. V'ira harbe meyoit, v'oimel ha-melech, so I said to the king, ha-melech lo'ilam yichye. No, chas v'sholom, I don't want that the king should poison the melech. Ha-melech lo'ilam yichye. Madua lo'yeru ponai, but you're asking me why I look bad? Asher ha'ir, the city base kivrei savoisai, chareiva, Yerushalayim is the chorev, u'shoreh uklo ba'ish, is memela, so that's, I heard that this tutzach in Yerushalayim, so memela, I'm very tzebrochen about it. Vayoyim ali ha-melech, al mazeh ato mevakesh, so what do you want? What do you want I should do for you? It's a very interesting posik. Ve'espalel el lekei ha-shamayim. So all of a sudden, he's standing in front of the king, and said, V'espalel el lekei ha-shamayim. So there's a goyin in Megillus Esther, the goyin Megillus Esther says as follows, V'da, she'bechol ha-tzadikim ho-yo darkom, l'chshe yedabru dvorim lefnei ha-melech, by all tzadikim, but they had to speak to a king, ho-yo libom u'marshavtom dovuch la-kodesh boruch hu yizboruch shemoyim. Whenever they speak to a king, they knew big in Yonim, there was a psachosh of Inyan, so the marshove was to the Rabbi Nishaloylam. So before he had a dilemma, he didn't know what to ask. He asked, what can I do for you? So the Malbim explains, what should he ask? He's going to ask him, they should build up the kvorish. He didn't know there's too much, too little. He didn't know this. It's a very crucial time now. So the espalo, so it was mespalo belibe elakeya shamayim. Vayma la melech, and he told the king, Ima la melech toiv, V'miv yitav avdecho lefonecho asher tishlocheini el Yehude, el ir say yes for everything. El ir kivrois avoisai, v'evneno, albeis, he has two things. First of all, the Malbim explains, maybe the king will say that, you'll tell me, I'll make sure it'll get built. The Melech will make sure, but there's some yen upon him. So he asked everything. I want to build up Yerushalayim, and I want to go there myself to see that's going to get built up. Vayoyim ali ha-melech, vashegel yesheves etzloi. Later we'll see who the shegel was who was sitting next to him. Admosa yiya malochicho. How long do you intend to go? I mean, I need you. You're my Saramashkin. How long do you intend to go? Umosai toshuv. When do you intend to come back? Vayitav lifnei ha-melech, vayishlocheini, vayesno loizman. So Mamela, I told him Azman, and he was happy, and that was how Yerushalayim got built up. But Al Koponim, we see from the Gemara brought down this posik to show that we are not Moine Malchus, the Malchei Akum from Nissen, because it says Nissen was also the 20th year. We are Moine from Tishrei. Let us see Rashi. Vayovoi Chanoni Mirushalayim bo, shekvar olu bnei ha-goylo mimois koirosh. So Rashi says, the bnei ha-goylo, where did he come from? He says, the bnei ha-goylo had already made an aliyah to Yerushalayim mimois koirosh. Vohoyu shom biyomov, ubimei, the koirosh was before Achashverosh, then they had given a Rishoyin to go back to Yerushalayim. So others went back. Boyu shom biyomo, ubimei Achashverosh, they were yidden there in Yerushalayim. Ba'atach shashto, zehu de yovesh acharash Achashverosh. This is the yovesh, he was the son of Esther, shenivne habayis bishnas shtayim l'do yovesh. So now Rashi says the second year the Beis HaMikdash was built already. But we'll see Taisus Mutchetzech Abyssal, but Emerson Taisus says later the Beis HaMikdash was built, but that's it. The Chaimah was not built, so they were in the Goyim in Yerushalayim, for Ketzin, there was no Chaimah, there was nothing. So the Goyim went and there was Berah, Bechelpa, they chepped them. There was a Beis HaMikdash, that's all. But there was no Yerushalayim. It was unbearable to live in Yerushalayim. So, and v'halbi nisharu bebovel. That means even though, it's very interesting, even though there was a Beis HaMikdash in Yerushalayim, but that's it. V'halbi nisharu bebovel. Unechemye ben chakalye oyo sar hamashkim lamelech b'shushan abiro. So this happened 18 years later. 18 years later, this occurred. Let us just see the top Tosfos. Leminyona achine. So the Gemara says, what's the raya? That the second pasuk says it was 20 years to Atarshashto. The first pasuk says it was 20 years. Maybe it was a different cheshbon. Leshum maise shohoyo. Birshalmi doiche. The Rishalmi brings down this posik, the la'olam minisan meninan. For this posik is not right. Vahai v'koi bekislev v'korelesh nas eslam v'koi benisan. So the Rishalmi takes care of this. Birishalmi goris osiv rav yitzok v'avsi v'i ba'achas v'sheish me'yishone v'toni losh nas amabal in olam in aminyan tiftik rabeleza doma v'tishchei nivro olam. Let's not get into this. This is a very complicated shtickle in the Yerushalmi. Let's go a little further. Hanegei alonu. Vachsit, the Yerushalmi asks Agimor Eskashe. Vayehi b'chodesh nisan shnas esrim, b'nema vayehi b'chodesh kislev shnas esrim. So the Gemara asks, if nisan is after kislev, so l'chayre it should be the 21st year. So the Yerushalmi answers, Tifter Kerabaloso. This post could be you start from Nissen. Now, Tifter Kerabaloso. What's Rabaloso?
The Oma Kol Shone Shalei Nichnesu Lo Lamed Yoim Ein Moinin Oisa Shono Shleima. That means if there wasn't 30 days of the new year, it's not called the new year yet. So Memela, so it's no kasha. So it's Take Nisin is Roisha Shone Lemalochim by Malchayakim also. But it's only, it's called the 21st year after a month has passed by in the new year. Uporich voksiv ayihi ba chodesh orishain, ba shone hashenis, be'echad lachodesh, hukam ha-mishkan. Chodesh orishain, ba shone hashenis, So what's the kasha? The kasha is, you tell me, according to Rabbi Elazar, it is not called a new year till a month passes by. In fact, the Gemara says nishtazoi, vehi ba chodesh harishen, we say that Yetzias Mitzrayim is from Nisan. Vehi ba chodesh harishen, ba shana hashenis, be'echad la chodesh, the first day of the month, hukam ha-mishkan. Maybe you'll say that this is the third year, and it's called the second year because it's not 30 days. So the Gemara says it's still wrong. Ba'chodesh ha'sheini, be'eschim ba'chodesh, na'la'onam me'ala mishkan. Va'isa b'shata chamshin yoyimim imayna isa shana shleima. If you'll say, hey, so that it's the shana shlishis, if it's, you'll say it's the shana shlishis, that's why it's called shana sheini, so why afterwards, and only you'll be called shana shlishis after 30 days pass by? So it says, heard in the pasuk, "Ibishan Hashenish b'chaydish Hashenish b'eschem b'chaydish na lona mi'ala mishkan." So Memele, there's already 50 days in the year, and he still calls it by Meinin Eisah Shana Shleima. So it seems you're wrong. So that's a kashin Rabbi Elazar. But Al Kaponi says the Yerushalmi wanted to say that on the raya from Nehemiah, we could be matche, could be taka Remeine from Nisin. But the reason it's called the 20th year, because there weren't 30 days yet in the new year to call it the 21st year.